Okay, everybody, welcome to another Wall Street This Week. We have Mickey Jacobs with us, our angel person and medium. So she hasn't been here for a while, but we haven't been around actually that much for a while. We've been in and out and here and there. So we're glad to have you back. Hi, Mickey.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, always. And you have your tune. You have other shows. You do your blog talk and you do other ones, the other one. So that's a good thing. So they can hear you on all kinds. If they go to your website, which you're on our in front of our page, they can see all the other kinds of shows you do. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I'm kind of thinking that what I like to talk about in interviews and my own shows, it's kind of what I see in readings, because that seemed to be to reflect what's going on out there. And the more lately what I see a lot of reading is really unhappiness of people.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it comes with a variety of things. If it's, I do see a lot of marriages, unfortunately, they're breaking up, or I see a lot of people taking on their closest people to them. So it's kind of sad because it truly does reflect how harsh things are right now for all of us, really.
It seems like people are so angry. And not this rude thing of the walk around the media about being dignified and rude. That rude is just rude. But there's an anger that I have never seen consistently or collectively in my whole life.
Yes.
That I see now. And it could be just, and it seems to be within a certain generation more. There's a fear in my generation of, like, you know, what's going to happen with this economy and this and that.
Yes.
But the younger generation, our children, don't seem to be afraid. They seem to be angry, like they didn't even hear that Wall Street crashed, or they didn't hear that the job market's down.
Yes.
They just are saying, Mom and Dad, you're supposed to still be taking care of me.
Yes.
They've got that attitude. And it's so we have two kinds of generations clashing.
Yes.
Do you get that a lot from people?
I do. And what it is the anger in general, and of course, unfortunately, the rudeness that we do see now more than before,
mm-hmm.
is there's all kind of reasons. One is the people that, of course, affected, you know, directly, either losing home or invent money and there's no more money. I mean, think how awful it is, really, for all your life saving to go down the drain. I mean, that's just unheard of.
I think. I'm one of them who they did it to.
Oh.
As you well know, so.
Sure. And, of course, you know, Clayton and mine are fighting for the home, so it just really, really affected. And, of course, it's how you take it and how you handle your challenge. But for more people, that's when anger comes. Then the other group of people that I see, that angry, why those are not being punished?
Oh, yeah.
So they're angry on the bigger, so it's the politics and the media. And so there's all kind of level of people, a lot of people being a spiritual teacher, they come to me and they say, here you are, talk about that wonderful program that God has created and karma, which we spoke about it before,
mm-hmm.
and we don't see really any justice done.
And that's what I get a lot, too. People are so sick and tired of hearing karma, and what they really don't want to hear is, well, in their next lifetime, they earned the privilege to do this, and they didn't earn, you know.
Yes.
And people, if you say that, they want to, like, have a riot.
I know.
They don't want to hear about karma anymore. And if you want to use the word karma, they want to be within, you know, the longest 6 months. You know, they want to see them get paid back now, not tomorrow. And I got to admit, I'm with them. I mean, the people who stole money from me, I would like to see them, their hands slapped the day they did it.
Yes.
And, you know, go to courts or go to, you know,
lawsuits
and stuff. Nobody wants to do that. So they are cheating our life. But you would say to me, or people like me, well, maybe in your past lifetime, you did something or another.
Yes.
Well, people don't believe in that.
I know.
Or even if you do, it's still, you're like, well, that was then, this is now, you know.
Right.
And I don't want to be rewarded the next lifetime. Now, maybe when you get to your next lifetime, if you believe in that stuff, you will have a different opinion. But you're not there yet, so you're not interested in tomorrow. It's a hard concept, Mickey. It really is a hard concept.
No, a lot of concepts, as I said before, when you interview me, that's very, very difficult to accept. And it took me many years to kind of understand. The problem with where my position is I am a channeler, and I kind of transfer what they're telling me. So a lot of times people do come up again and tell me what you just said. Where is the justice? Where is the...
And what do they say? What do the angels...
They just say that it's not for us to judge as to when. for us, which is, of course, it's the humanity lesson as well, to learn to rely on spirituality, have faith, believe in the Creator's program, that it is in the injustice. So it's got to connect it on the overall lesson of humanity, that hold on, believe in karma, learn to believe. And also, you know how we all rushing and yearning for something to go yesterday instead of today. So every time I've been asked that question, I get the same answer. Of course, there's no one time when they said, actually, you know, some humans might be right, and it is injustice.
They didn't?
Never. Never that Archangel Michael, which of course is my guide, never once changed his view, so to speak. He always said that it's not up to us. We don't know what go behind closed door, meaning the people that we think that apparently have money and go to the Caribbean, we don't know their health, their life situation, their partnership. So even for us to externally try to kind of judge, in our eyes, it seems like they have money and kind of, you
but
know,
we don't care.
Way to the bank.
But Mickey, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what if we don't, we would never even care about their relationship and their health and their karma.
Yes.
What we care about is they stole from us.
That's right, but what he's getting into is jail is not always
in
necessary
jail
for a karmic debt. You don't know. I mean, you don't know. That's what I'm saying. It could be that their money mean nothing, yet their life still hell. So that's what he was telling me. And he always tell me, your job to teach spirituality. So you keep teaching people that if you indeed are being cruel to others, one day you will get it back. A lot do get it this life. I mean, we see Madoff, he got cancer now. So
he does?
He does. He's dying.
Oh, so that's why he fessed up then. So if he hadn't gotten cancer, he wouldn't have fessed up. Probably. Don't you think?
Yeah. I mean, you know. And it come later in life. You think the man is, what, 75 or
something?
Yeah,
so he's lived a pretty good, happy little life when everybody else is paying.
That's right. That's right.
So
yeah.
So you see, but according to everybody, all reports, he had a wonderful life. So if he did earn a wonderful life last lifetime,
yes,
he did it at the cost of so many others. So,
sure.
So when he passes, and if there is a life after this one, which I hope, if there is, I hope to God I never come back. I mean, never. I never want to live again. And you know the funny thing is, so many people want to, oh my God, is there life after death? I'm like, well, so they say, yeah.
Yeah.
They all want to come back.
Yeah. I can tell you, though, that fascinating to me as a medium is when you do speak with spirits, is that they admit that that's what they say, living here. But yet when you cross over and you realize that the sole purpose of the soul is to grow, you're actually quite anxious to come back.
Oh.
So, of course, the Margaret that's here had enough with planet Earth and fed up. But the beautiful soul of Margaret, once you cross over, that's a different story. This is a brave, you know, like really brave light being that wanna come back and try again. So I always see that, and it's quite fascinating to me.
Do you want to come back?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
I just
got the point, what it is. And the point is, of course, is any weaknesses or anything that I'm not done learning that I would like to come back. I also see the great reward as we climb up spiritually. What a beautiful space, if you would, we prepare for ourselves back then. He's actually, right now, he's telling me, Archangel Michael, to tell the listeners that the karmic is not right here. Let's say, you know, a nasty person did really bad and he's lived until 80. It's, you have to understand that maybe there is no heaven and hell, like religious call it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I born Jewish and they're talking about hell with people with, you know, with all kind of creature with horns and fire.
And fire, yeah.
But there is indeed hell. Because if you're really, really nasty here, you would cross over and really be belong to the lowest levels. And I know they let me send that level, which really I'm really protected because it's such a nasty energy. So it's very, to me, believing in it now and understanding that the way we behave here, what we create for ourselves here, that is indeed what we're setting for us when we cross over. Now, a lot of people don't care. They're like, oh, I don't care. I just want easy life here. I don't care what I'll do in the past life, in the between life when I cross over. But there are some nasty levels down there, and, you know, that's another thing. So all those people are going to cross over and be in the lower level, if you would, as far from, you know, the light being of archangels and spirit guides. And the lower you are, the more it is hell, really.
Yeah, they go sit in dark places. What about the people who just can't get filled up? They're so miserable. And you look at them and you think, God, you've got so much more than most people. And you just want to make everybody around you miserable because you're so miserable. And nothing seems to make you happy.
Yeah.
Well, what about those people? How do the angels get through to them? I know there's tons of them.
Yeah. And you know what's sad is that I see the people around them being really affected, obviously, really affected, because it just, you know, you take, you know, your problems or your bad mood or your anger or anything else on the closest person to you. And another thing I try to teach is that you will never, ever, you can talk from today until 2020, you will never change someone else's behavior, views, look, mood, anger, any other negative behavior, unless and until they are willing to change. Now, I know it's a cliche, maybe something that you're going to read on Dr. Phil book.
No, please.
I
don't
know
even
it now.
Go there.
Do you know what I mean? I mean,
the
it's
horrible
true.
Man.
It's not a cliche. It's
well, he's not the truth. He's one big walking cliche. And that's what's so hard. I happen to know because I know the whole, please,
yes.
I'm in that, on the line. I know. Just
yes.
Trust me, I know. When I tell you, I know.
Yes.
And that's where a lot of people work for him go, what? He's up there giving advice he would never let us do, i.e. always be home with your wife and talk to her during dinner. He doesn't even let his crew go home for dinner. For 3 days. So,
yes.
And yet he's rewarded with millions of dollars. People see this and they start growing bitter and angry.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's where, you know, people like Dr. Phil create anger behind the scenes, and then that ricochets. His people work for him, come home angry, they take it on their wives or their husbands or their children, and then they take it, it's like when you throw that pebble in the water, how it goes.
Yes.
It ripples all through the ocean.
Sure.
Well, that's people like him. I mean, and people wonder, why does he get paid so many millions of dollars to be such a fraud?
Oh.
What does Michael say to that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just know a lot of cliché sentences are not enough. I mean, you need to go to the bottom of it. And again, I always look at life of humans issue from a spiritual point of view. For example, there is a reason why you have to back off. If you realize that your head is against the wall trying to change loved one, spouse, kid, parents, because the way Archangel Michael present to it, not because only the obvious reason that the person is not going to change unless they choose to, it's gone beyond that. It's come to, you don't know where they are in their soul growth. You don't know where they are. I see so many marriages coming into reading, and usually it's the wife, beating, change, and the person, the man, just doesn't. He doesn't because he's not ready. Some don't want to do it just because maybe we nag too much sometimes. Some are not simply ready. So we need to learn to back off. If another person draining you, if you realize that you just cannot change him, back off, turn it on yourself, and put that energy on you. I can't tell you how many times they're telling me to teach that, to say it out loud to people, to don't try too hard. Nothing would work if the other person is, A, not ready, for whatever reason, not ready spiritually, not ready, unhappy with themselves. They must turn their life around first.
But the other person
is, listen to you.
The other person's heart's breaking. If it's a husband being mean, or it's a child being mean to a parent, I mean, their heart's breaking because that husband, the wife can't do anything to please him, and he's going to try and make it her fault. The parents can't do anything to please those kids. They're going to make it their parents' fault. Or sometimes it's the parents, the children can't do anything to please the parents. I mean, there is usually, it's, they always say, oh, it's a 50-50. I don't think so. Sometimes it's pretty much a 90-10.
Yes.
Don't you, am I wrong? Please tell me if I am.
No, you're not. And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times I realize, even from my own, you know, close relationship, that when I did follow their advice, meaning the spirit world, and backed off, that's when things start to change. Also, of course, it's heartbreaking, of course, but what are they saying? If I translate it to English, it's useless, really. That's what Archangel Michael is always saying.
It's useless, but how do you make it stop, Michael?
You turn it on yourself. You put that energy on you. So you don't try to change the other person, because really you cannot. From my own experience and from the readings that I see, and then from over the years, just knowing, you cannot change someone else. So is it heartbreaking? Of course it is. But what you do really is you spend on yourself, take care of yourself, center yourself, grow spiritually, and you really kind of try the best to take the good out of the other person. Again, doesn't matter if spouse, kids, parents, and you leave the bad, meaning the one that you don't approve or disagree, and you just let it be. There is no, his point was, it's a waste of energy.
Yeah.
And it's true. Show me one example that really, if it's marriage, if it's kids, if it's parents, that things have changed because we tried really hard.
No, you have to change. If you don't change it, no one can make you do anything.
Yeah.
And
do
you know,
you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I do agree with that. As a parent and as a, you know, a person who's been divorced and a person who lost, I mean, I love, the love of my life has died, my second husband.
Yeah.
But, I was married 22 years to a man who I have nothing bad to say, but I have nothing particularly good to say either. You know, I mean, only because we disagreed and he seemed to like that. What made him survive was that we disagreed. He loved it. If he could make me go, but it's really this way, really. And I realized the more I did that, I turned into a child begging for him, not his approval, because I didn't care about his approval, but I was trying to, like, show him, look, see. And pretty soon, I said, ugh, whatever, see you later, bud. Then he was, I see it, I always saw it. I was just trying to tease you and torment you. Well, why?
Yeah,
why?
True,
and get, so there was his karma. It took 22 years. I said, go torment somebody else. See you later.
Sure.
He had, you know, he cried me a river. I couldn't care less.
Yes.
But it wasn't about in love, or he didn't do anything mean.
Yes.
But like I said, he didn't want to change.
Yes.
And I wanted him to change.
Yes.
And the more I wanted him to change, the more he wasn't going to change. He didn't, it's almost like you give him.
It's really getting the opposite effect. That's what I was saying. That many times, example of my own life is when I backed off. That's when still, it's just kind of natural. It's just you go against the energy, you go against the fluidity of your life, really against instead of swimming with it.
Yeah, I think if I hadn't said anything, it wouldn't have gotten so bad. But because I asked, he didn't give.
Yes.
And he'd give me everything else. He'd give me, you know, money, children, houses, cars. It's just when you ask them to change their way, they go, that aggravates her.
Yeah.
So if I did something, you know, they use it as a tool. And I think children do the same thing when they're spoiled having tantrums.
Yeah.
Or we do it. I never did it. I swear to God, I didn't do it with my parents. But I've seen children do it to parents. I've seen parents guilt out. You know, there's the old Jewish mother, you know, my partner Joel.
Yes.
He used to talk about his Jewish mother, who he adored more than life. But the Jewish sons are always close to their moms, and there's always a Jewish guilt. You know, they always make fun of the Jewish mother-in-law, you know, because she's always guilting her son into doing what she wants.
Yes.
And it's true. I mean, but they resent somewhere. So, I've never seen it work. I've always seen it work.
Of course, when I mentioned a minute ago that the spirit world want us to reflect that energy back on us, don't misunderstand. That doesn't mean you're not saying what's on your mind. I mean, in reading then archangel and spirit guides of people, I mean, those are some wise beings. Never once that they say, don't say what's on your mind, leave it alone. That's not what I mean. What they mean is don't spend extra energy.
Yeah, just
because
like I said,
it doesn't work. So say what you think, say what you feel, hold on to your view. If you think that they're right for you, hold it on. Try once and let it go. So that's what they mean. You just put yourself first, respect yourself, value your opinions, your views at life, or whatever it's there, and then just leave it alone. It's a waste of time. But however, like you mentioned a moment ago, how painful that is.
It's very painful.
Very helpful.
I don't, you know, sometimes there is love between the two people, but the other one just doesn't seem to be able to help themselves. They want to hurt the one they love. I never thought that was a true saying until, and I've heard you say it, they hurt the ones closest to them. Why is that?
It's quite a sad phenomenon, and what I think it is that they take your unconditional love for granted.
Yeah, that's been my problem. And I say they take
Do you agree, Margaret?
Yeah, they take my kindness for stupidity. They take my love for them for, you know, okay, she's an easy mark.
It is. It's the take it for granted. And that's why I see in couples sometimes, it's very sad, that once the wife or the husband had enough and really mean, we are ready. We are one door out the window here. We're leaving.
I'm gone.
All of a sudden, the other person don't take it on them as much. So it's almost, especially with kids and parents, I see that a lot. They know that usually it's more with moms. They know they don't go anywhere. They know it's an unconditional love, and they take it on the parents. This is just, it's sad, but it's quite really, you know, sad phenomenal, as I said. I mean, it's quite, you know, sad. And then what you going to do? What? Is the mom going to leave the kids? I mean,
no.
What's going to happen?
Although there are mothers who do, I've never really understand that, and that's what your children do. But, you know, like as I was saying in my first marriage, I just said, you know, guess I woke up and I said, I'm divorcing you. In the worst case, most women would like to be married to him. Truly, he was a good husband.
Yes.
But he had that aunt, like he was just going to, like, torment me. I don't know exactly why, but he did. He only learned, and so finally, one day I just woke up and said, bye. And I meant it. When I said, I didn't give him a warning. Yeah. I just said goodbye, and I left. And, for years, he was pleased. But I'm like, nope, hit the road, Jack. But when the kids think you're not going to leave, I've actually seen, and I didn't believe this could be true until recently, I've heard people say, you know, you can even grow tired of your children and close the door.
Sure.
I had this one really good friend, and she didn't talk to her children for almost 10 years.
Wow.
And she just said, that's the only way I can survive. I thought, ooh, that's kind of selfish. They're your kids. I said, what if they're on the street and don't have home? She goes, well, that's where they wanted to be.
Wow.
I thought, wow, that's cold.
Yeah.
But you know?
Yeah, I know. There was a program, I don't know, a while ago, as far as a year ago, that the parents tried to help the kid with addiction. A kid, a girl, really
tough
young,
love.
Maybe mid-20s. And trying, and didn't help. And all the money, rehab, and finally they let it be. And she was, like you were just saying, in the street. And I'm thinking, and they refused to help anymore. And sure enough, a year or I don't know how long after, she turned her life around. The point is that what I was just saying from Archangel Michael, it's a waste of energy. It is not going to work. So therefore, just kind of back off and just wait for what's going to happen. But I remember holding great honor to those set of parents. And I'm thinking, what a brave they are, because she was in the street. Of course, they had the
she could have been killed. Family,
and they didn't care. They said, we had enough. This is it.
I mean, that's always a parent's biggest fear. You should never die before your children. But the way children are acting today, the suicide rate's high. They're actually killing their parents. Parents are dying way too young because of problems with children. They're mortgaging their homes.
Yeah,
children are going back to live at parents' homes.
Yeah.
It's a generation that's so unsettled. What does the Archangel say about this generation?
Well, what it is that there is, again, it's a hard concept to accept, a lot of the younger generation, because, of course, the human psyche is awful. So I'm talking the energy that surrounds planet Earth.
Yeah.
There is a lot of negativity. That's why there are more mediums now, spiritual teacher. A lot of the young souls that are being born are light walkers. So, of course, they're trying to tip it, the negativity, to be a little more bright and light. So a lot of the kids, including us, as I mentioned before, those days we wake up, we don't know why we're so miserable. So a lot of time we just simply sponging it.
I can pretty much make my list. This is what happened, as you heard this morning, and this happened. You know, please, like I don't know, I wake up. I have a whole list for you, so don't worry about me waking up wondering why am I blue. No, sometimes I do feel that way, very seldom.
But sometimes you don't know why.
Yeah, that's true, that is true.
Is that bizarre? Well, sometimes you'll be fine
And all of a sudden you get a heavy heart and I'm like, what's wrong with me? Everything's perfect. It couldn't be more perfect. But I have this heavy heart. I hate that feeling.
I know.
What is that?
I know. A lot of times if I enter a restaurant, I'm able to look the energy and because I'm good seeing auras. Mm-hmm. So a lot of time I see it very dark and I get nauseous. So either Clayton or me have to leave or just maybe move a table sometimes.
I can't
look
at them.
The point about the kids, they're sponging it. They're also in household that, as I said a minute ago, how many reading I have with problem marriages or partnership. So it's so awful for the kids. And again, they retaliate when we just talk about it, you know, on the closest people to them. And that whole ordeal about kind of not going to work and nothing move for them, so it's like a huge vicious snowball. They don't work, so they're unhappy, then they let their ego lead their mind instead of the soul. So it's just really on and on. I mean, it's...
But Mickey, what's it all about then? I mean, what do the angels say it's all about? Why even be here? If we have to struggle so hard to get to spirituality, what the heck are we doing here?
I know. Well, like I said before, you know how before we come here, I see a lot of times that the soul is so anxious to come back to life that the spirit guides are the ones that welcome us and review the life with us. They tell the spirit, the soul, wait, it's harsh, you're not going to make it. No, I want to go back, I want to try again.
But the world right now is so negative. Why did we know it was going to be this negative when we came back?
The more negative, the more opportunity for the soul to grow.
Oh.
So the way you look at it is switch it around. Here is the school, there is the house. So when we're there and we're back in our soul entity, no more body, no, we know there is God, we know everything plain, we know how loved we are, how powerful we are. So we forget the same way as when we come here, we forgot about there. So to me, because I see both worlds is kind of bizarre. But we do. We come here and we think we can conquer the world, and all of a sudden we're like, oh dear, we forgot what it is to belong to a physical body, physical mind, ego, negativity, and
we're on a
too
human.
Late, we're already here.
Oh, I feel like we're on a human safari, and everybody we know is an animal out to eat you in the jungle.
Oh.
This is a jungle. This is a whole cold. I mean, this is a world without pity. I remember when I was smaller, people were kinder.
Yes.
At least they appeared to be.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't know if they really were or not.
Yes.
I was a child. But you know, you didn't, maybe there was less news to hear about.
Yes.
But you, until Vietnam or other words, you didn't really hear the word war so much. But you're in Israel. You guys all had to go to the army. But there were just a more softer kindness.
Yes.
And, you know.
But I tell you something, I might say that, not you're probably going to think it's sickening.
No.
Doing the work I do, meaning doing the reading, and I truly, Margaret, see the wonderful side of humanity, because I see people come here with lost grief, no job, no money, and all of a sudden, all their annoying side, because of course people come here, no one's perfect, is gone. And you realize what beautiful human being can, let me repeat, can be. I mean, there is side to us. How beautiful, outgoing and reaching out and trying, just running around, being lonely, forget our home, really. And so doing the work I do is very, very difficult for me to be judgmental. It really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And the more I do that, the more I kind of love human beings. I mean, then I go to the news and hear about the evil. But even then, I remember what a beautiful side there is to each one of us, really. It just, again, we come here and then we let planet Earth take over. It's way, way too harsh to many, many people. Way, and unless and until you're very stubborn, like kind of I was. I had enough suffering, It was about 15 years ago. I was divorced, alone, no family, Israel. You already know I'm someone that don't go out. I just kind of shy girl, really, dating, talking. And I was single. And I had enough suffering. And I grew. And I learned. And I meditate. And then, sure enough, I just became a medium, because you know I didn't born with it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the abnormal. That's what I'm trying to teach people, that the soul, that strength is within you. But most people, impossible. Then they have kids, and then it's problem, and then parents, and then, I mean, the money. And so it's very, very difficult. It is indeed possible to overcome, you know, anger and loneliness of planet Earth, but very, very difficult. And I'm not sure if it would be now that I needed to change. I'm not sure if I would have been able to done it myself. But back then, I remember I really came to a point where I said I had enough. I had enough complaining why I'm single, complaining about just divorce and how lucky I am with men. And it was my second divorce, so I said, what is going on? And instead of turning to the left and just going worse, I decided to take control. So that's why now I'm able to teach people. But is it easy? Of course it's not.
So you could have gone bitter. You could have turned bitter. Like, most people choose bitter, I'm sorry to say.
Yes, they do. Yes.
Unfortunately, you know that. You read
sure.
them. I hear, we get emails, I hear them. Last night, I thought I had spiders on my, I knew I didn't, but I felt like my spiders were calling, because I had when I got home, I had to be in an award show last night, you know? And there's all these parties afterwards. I'm like you. You know me. I don't like to go to all those parties. I just want to, I did my job, went to the show, and I went to one, and I came home.
Yes.
And all these phone calls. This happened. It's like, I want to say, I don't care. I really do want to say that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But they just keep seeing their complaints get bigger and more ridiculous. And it's like, why do you think I would care about that?
Yes.
And I don't know how to explain it to you, but...
You have to beware of that inner negative mind, which I like to call it ego. Very powerful, very contagious. The more you go towards the negativity, meaning anger, the more it takes power.
I wasn't. They were calling me to tell me about their terrible day, or what their husband did, or what their friend, their cousin committed suicide, and and this psychic is calling her to have her do a book. I'm like, get the heck. By the time, all I just want to say is, you know what, you guys are just, don't you have anything nice to say? You remember when you used to call each other, and I'm sorry, I probably did that to you this morning, but you remember when you used to call each other and say, oh my God, I read this book, or I saw this movie.
Yes.
I don't even remember what a pleasant conversation used to sounds like anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't. People now call about, should I do this investment? Should I do that?
Yes.
Did you talk to Ted about this? Or have you talked to Mickey, the injured person?
So
have
it's
you
all heavy.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, honey. It's snowballing. It's all heavy. There is no more light. That's why when me and you do tend to talk, then I tell you, have playful. Go with fun girlfriends. Go out.
Find
because
one.
It is sucking. You have to. It's sucking you in. That it's really. That's why it need work.
Well,
that's,
you know, the people who I used to laugh the most with, they're not laughing. One of my dearest friends, who he and I used to go out every Friday and laugh. His girlfriend is sick. His mother's dying.
Yes.
We would go out after work, and we laughed. We would get all the week's troubles out, and we would die laughing. Joel Martin and I still talk to each other after shows, and we laugh at the if people only could hear what we laugh about. But that's, you know, so I do that.
Yes.
And thank God, because everyone else who calls, it's heavy. And I don't want to deal with it.
That's right.
But
that's
a good
right.
friend, you have to
contagious.
Listen. Right? Yeah. Am I supposed to listen? What would Archangel Michael say? I know
you're absolutely
hiya, Mike.
Supposed to listen.
To them?
To put limitation. That's why he's... you know, when a lot of times in reading, people come to me, and all of a sudden, either a girlfriend or a guy friend, a friend, and they're telling me them in the reading, that person is too draining for you.
Oh.
So the one, the sitter, asks, so what should we do? Should we not call anymore? Should we put the machine? No. You always, always want to be kind. What it means is that you observe your energy. Once you feel that it's draining, you do hang up. You do back off. You know those people that you can talk to and the conversation starts great and it's light. All of a sudden it switch.
Yeah.
And you know when it's becoming draining.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility for yourself. It's not selfish. It's selfless. All your responsibility is to reserve your own energy. So either don't take a phone call if you know someone is draining, if you're not ready. Some days we're stronger than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some days I can talk to draining people. Some I'll put the machine until I'm ready. Some I would talk a little bit. Once I see it's getting draining, I'm going to back off. So, no, they never once say you don't talk to them, you put the machine, because, of course, the spirit world wants you to reach out and be kind. What they are saying is be very observant. I can't tell you how much people are drained, even if it's parents, kids. I'm not just talking about just friends.
No,
so you have to be very, because you know when someone is drained.
Oh, that's what I said last night.
Did you do? Did you...
Well, actually, another phone call, I could see who it was, and I said, oh, gotta take this call, it's a really important call.
Yes.
And there was another person who was usually quite pleasant, and then they started having a discussion with me about personal things. I'm like, okay, listen, I've gotta run, and I left. And it was just more, and I just said, that's it, I'm not answering the phone anymore, because I really couldn't take it. Because I figured it was a day where everybody had a problem. You know, it's those problem days, but I got to tell you, they got to stop. I mean, the people are just so, they're so lost. They don't know who to turn
very
to.
Lost.
So because we do shows like this, they think we have all the answers, and they never say, and I'm just as guilty when I spoke to you today, they don't say, hi, how are you? I took note of that. I forgot because I was in such a, but mostly I'll try to say, hi, what are you doing? What's up?
Sure.
You know,
sure.
But never, how are you? What do you need? Do you glass, you know, how have you been? I mean, my very, very dear friends, of course, you know a couple of them.
Yes.
Most people, they just call for H-E-L-P, help, 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 help. And it's like...
Of course, I had more emergency reading lately than before.
Yeah, what is it? What's going on, really?
Just desperate, just very lonely, cannot turn to their loved ones, so unfortunately they just seek help from the spirit world, which they do, they get guidance. So a lot of also dangerous people, things, Margaret, like people, it was awful story last week, and I had a reading 2 weeks ago, and that girl came, and her guardian angel told her, don't text and drive. So, and sometimes the guardian angel come in a reading, they say, slow down, you're going to get a ticket. But this time was different. So they told her, don't text and drive. And I told her, and I said, listen, guardian angel mean business, and something nasty is going to happen. Yeah, okay, she wrote everything. And, of course, I instruct the people after the reading, make sure you follow all the guidance. Sure enough, 2 days ago, she's sobbing, calling me, please call me right back, there is some emergency. She was backing off to her home and was texting and killed her dog.
Oh.
So the point is that it's going beyond just, confusion and running around and being so upset. And there is a lot of warning in readings, a lot of warning. Slow down. Slow your energy. Don't be on the phone. Don't drive like maniacs.
Multitasking. They're tweeting, they're twixing, they're texting, they're talking on the phone while they have passengers. It's all too much. The high technology. Have the angels said anything about the technology that's making us all go a little cuckoo?
Yes, they're telling me you see the great side of the human brain, of course, that's capable of great things, and you see the awful side. We were talking about it, me and Archangel Michael and me, when I was telling him about that murderer from Facebook.
Craigslist.
He used Facebook. Now, Facebook,
Facebook or Craigslist?
Thing, but I think it's kind of cute, Margaret. I mean, people reach to each other, but look at the evil that can bring.
Somebody killed somebody off of Facebook? I thought it was Craigslist.
I don't remember what it was, but he got through her through the Facebook, because, of course, it's all out there, and a lot of people don't hide their information. Only the last week I got into Facebook, so I'm not really familiar, but there is some information you can get with your friends, what's going on, where you are.
I know, I don't want to be bothered.
He got to her and killed her, and that's when he told me Facebook, Internet, technology is not bad. It's the effect that human nature now, how negative, how evil, humans can be, and they use that for that negativity and evilness.
Vicki, are we in a war between good and wrong?
Yes.
Someone said that the other day, and she said, I sound crazy. I'm like, no, you don't.
No.
I mean, is it the worst war you think we've seen, or the angels have seen?
Yes. I'll tell you that the archangels have told me that if humanity is not going to change, we're not going to survive as a race. We just
But it usually doesn't. We had the fall of the Roman Empire. I mean,
yeah.
Isn't it time to fall?
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's going to be some nasty, nasty disaster. Planet Earth. Planet Earth, meaning Mother Earth, meaning nature, which have its own defense mechanism. You just look at the rainforest and look at the disrespect to all creatures. I'm not just talking
humans. But look at the Muslim and war that we're in. It's a terrible war.
Terrible war. What a twisted views of God to kill in the name of God. Now, my God, I mean, this powerful, beautiful force that called God, which it's a shame because that name, you think it's a man with a beard and a cane, which growing up Jewish, that's what I thought, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, I know that force in everything and everyone and how loving he is to us and, you know, gives us the opportunity to overcome our weaknesses. And they kill in the name of God.
God, that's what bothers me. And they caught him this week and they want to keep killing. And then there was this thing on CBS I wanted to go crazy about. I wanted to ask Mark Angel. There was a Jesuit priest here fixing, doing some stuff. And CBS had this, I saw footage of Catholic Church. And then I saw footage of the Jewish temple. And it was a Jewish holiday.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe they're talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they're saying?
No.
That it was better to go to a mosque because you have to wash your hands three times and you won't get the flu, whereas in a Catholic church you drink out of the cup and say peace be with you and something in the Jewish temple. I went ballistic. I said, okay, that's enough propaganda. Now, I don't know what the angels thought about that with me, but the Jesuit priest said, oh, if you're being terrible because if that'll take your race away from being Catholic. I said, Father, that's not the point.
Sure.
The point is they're degrading Catholicism, Judaism, and saying while they're doing suicide bombing,
yes,
that they're the most holy and they have to wash their hands three times.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they're using a stupid thing like swine flu to get people to go to the mosque and not go to Catholic Church and the Jewish temple. What kind of deviant?
And of course, being a medium and like yourself a spiritual teacher, you know how far all those silly
regulations
are from the truth.
It was driving me crazy. And so I'm talking up against it, which Joel Martin are going to do a show about today.
Yes.
And I said, no, Father, I'm not going to not change my religion. That's not the point.
No,
it's the subtle, it's insidious way they're trying to take people away from Judaism and Catholicism and any other ism to go to Muslim.
Yes.
And I said, that's just not cool while they're doing suicide bombing in the name of God.
Yes.
They just caught cells.
Yes.
Now, when I talk like that, are the angels upset or when I have conversations?
No. You know, it's funny that every second opportunity I have is to come to a show on my own show, is they ask me to talk about religion. Once they say that to me, I feel very uncomfortable because religion to some people is extreme passion, including my own parents with the Jewish. So, but they always soothe my energy, soothe it, and Archangel Michael, of course, they will guide you of what to say. So it's not that against the religion is A, what's bothered me, it's so far from the spiritual truth.
Yeah.
And of course, it's as far of who the Creator is, what rules and regulation. I mean, the Jewish thing, they are the favorite nation. How can that possible with an unconditional loving force as God?
Well, and the Catholics think they're the only religion.
Oh,
as they fed people.
Oh,
the Catholics think they're the only. I mean, listen, when I was a child, my grandma told us if we, and she was like, she ran the whole universe in our family.
Yeah, yeah.
And if we dated a Jewish boy, we were going to hell. Simply said.
Oh.
And my Jewish, the one of the young boys I was dating, his parents said, I'd never heard this word until then. We love her. She's wonderful, but you can't marry her. She's a shiksa. And I thought she said shitza.
No Jew.
Non-Jewish. And I thought, why are they calling me shitza? I thought they were calling me a filthy name.
Yes.
But they were just as opposed to us dating. And we were just dating. Nobody was going to get married.
Yes.
You know, we were high school. And I mean,
look how much hate.
That's what I'm saying.
It's promoting hate.
It was Catholicism against Judaism. The husband I told you lived up 22 years.
Yes.
His mother, my mother-in-law, was very prejudiced. She said I was a statue worshiper. 'Cause I was Catholic and she was Episcopal. What? I mean, it just goes on ridiculous. So she and I never got along. But look at that war she caused because I was a Catholic.
Wow.
You know, it's stupid. And so religion sometimes is very, very harmful unless you keep it under, you know, under your hat, if you will.
It is. And if you do,
it's cool.
The core of the religion, if you go back before people start adding rule and regulation to
it's
the Bible,
cool.
The core is lovely.
I love it. I mean, listen, I love Catholicism. I love the Blessed Mother.
Yes.
I love the ritual. I have a Jewish son-in-law. I've gone to more seders and more, you know,
yes.
more Shabbats and all these kinds of things.
Yes.
And you know, my grandson, who's half Jewish, he likes to blow out the menorah thinking it's his birthday. He thinks it's his birthday.
Yeah.
He thinks it's, every time he sees a menorah, he blows it out because he thinks it's his private birthday candle.
Oh.
But, you know, I think that's funny. My grandmother would have been spinning in her grave if she saw this.
Yes.
But the point is that that when a Muslim reporter stands outside of a mosque and says that they're more holy, they watch their, that you swine flu to get you into their religion, I think it's a swine's behavior.
Awful.
And so I say,
and
oops.
Let me ask you something, Margaret. Why do they take God from schools?
That's what Joel and I do shows on that too, because it's becoming.
Why are they possibly in such
I'm asking
a hard, difficult planner?
I'm asking
they
you.
They want to take God and prayers from school.
I'm
Wouldn't
asking.
You think they want to add more?
I don't know. I'm asking the archangels because we do shows about all time and God. We trust that they're all taken away.
Yes.
They want to become a secular state.
Oh.
Well, it is as it is in London. We can't talk. You can't say it out loud anymore because there's so many Muslims. It's
wow.
I don't care. People write me if you'd like, but we're. It's a Muslim problem. It is a problem the Muslims are creating. There are a lot of good Muslims. I'm not saying they're all bad.
No.
But the Muslim, it wasn't a Catholic who flew into the Twin Towers.
The extremists. Yes.
But they're Muslims. We have to call them what they are. It wasn't Catholics who flew into the Twin Towers. It wasn't Jewish. It wasn't Episcopalian. It was Muslim extremists, and they just caught more yesterday. So if people are afraid to not be, they have to be politically correct, then we are going to lose our planet, Mickey.
Yes.
And they say we can't say in the name of God. We can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because in the name of God. We can't put God in the schools. We can't call it Easter break because that's to do with God. Well, then what? I mean, I want to know if the angels get mad at me for talking about
actually, because, of course, he's right here, Archangel Michael. And when you said, what do the angel think about not putting prayers? And he said, he let me write because I have a note here. And he said, disappointed. That's what it is. However, remember, in a reading or any other setting, the spirit world bound by the law of universal will, of free will, I should say. There is nothing they cannot force, they cannot...
I mean,
they got to let humanity go wherever they go.
Well, that's why I want to know, does he want us to continue to discuss this? Because if no one's talking about it, it's going to keep going away.
Of course, keep discussing. Of course, that's what I was saying more than ever before. There are more and more medium and doing... what me and you doing and spiritual truth. I mean, where do you think all that? That's all inspiration from them.
Yeah, but they just want to get famous. Most of them just want to get famous. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I see all of them. They'll call my company because they think we can get on the show or they can get on the side or they can do a TV show.
Then they lose the point.
That's exactly. So I'm saying, so Joel and I say to ourselves, you know, we can love our dogs, but we can't teach them to read. Have we gone as far as we can go in the spiritual world? Because we've told them everything we can tell them, but no one seems to be changing that we can see. So, but we get thousands.
You know, the funny that I get from the spirit world, because I tell them, you know, you look at the news and look like nothing is moving towards positivity. And they're saying there is indeed some shift.
Well, good.
Very little, but there is indeed a shift for good.
Please let me see it, sir. Mike, come on, Mac. I wrote Mickey an email and said you've been on vacation. It's been a rough 2 weeks.
I did. No, they're saying, no. You said, where's the angel? Are they taking a nap?
Oh, yeah.
It was just hilarious.
I didn't mean it to be bad. That's what email.
No,
I meant to be fun.
No.
I meant to be fun, but I'm like, okay, boys.
How can you say bad if you spread the spiritual truth? I mean, that's so great. That's what I hope the listeners would understand, that we're not mocking religion.
No, I love Catholicism. I love Mass. I had to go to, I went to a really cool thing a couple of Fridays ago, and it's just been the craziest 2 weeks, and it felt so good to hear a Latin Mass. I just seemed like to elevate. I felt like I went and floated up, you know, Calgon, take me away.
Well, it's beautiful to get into church.
I loved it because it was
the energy, and you see that. I mean, it's beautiful. Your religion, your low religion, whoever you you are. Yeah. I remember getting into synagogue and see that huge Torah, which is that huge
Bible. Isn't it fabulous?
Jewish, really wrap it with beautiful satin things.
Yeah, but that's just like seeing a Christmas tree, if you like Christmas or if you like, you know, Hanukkah. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm a fanatic, I adore my Catholicism and will do everything I can. I never force on anybody else. I just personally like it. But I certainly wouldn't do it wouldn't show Muslim and Judaism and say, only come to Catholic Church, that's where you're going to be saved and not get, you know. But that's basically what they were doing on CBS. And CBS, shame on you. You were my very good, you're my parent company.
Yes.
I did the news for you for years. You were very good to me.
Yes,
but
yes.
What the heck happened to you last week?
Yeah.
I nearly went out of my mind because that was just really subtle. It was propaganda in the worst sort of way.
Sure.
And I just hope to angels.
All I can tell you is what we can do, meaning me and you and other spiritual teachers, and you just keep going, just keep moving forward, say everything you know in every opportunity, and sometimes even one person, you don't know how big of an influence you make.
Well, we got tons of emails saying that, you know, things have changed, and thank us. We do get that, so we're very grateful to all the people out there who write us emails. We get more than we can actually read. We're very grateful. By the way, Joe Martin has a new book out. It's out this month. It's fabulous. It's going to be a good, and he always goes on the New York bestseller. It'll be on our site. And Mickey, please join us more frequently. You stay away way too long.
I would love to join. You just call me and you leave me a message.
All right. You need to come join us, you know, because we've missed you. You've not come on
Thank
often enough. And people
you.
Need to hear what we talk about. And it's the angels. And so do I have the okay from the boys or the lights
you
on?
You have the okay from the boys. They want to remind you that they did not. Meaning, did not take
a No, I realize that because if it wasn't for them, I could have been in a white van.
That's right.
All right? That's an inside joke, people. Okay. Well, Mickey, thank you. And good night to Michael,
much.
Gabriel, Ariel, and
Raphael. Very good.
Good night. And to all their helpers, very good night.
Good night.
Keep on watching, boys. Night, Mickey. Okay, everybody, welcome to